When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome, I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the pink and purple haired Haley.
Hey everyone!
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life in Southern California from here in LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between and sometimes above. And then we flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, gaming sometimes, but always K-pop. AKA Haley's one and only specialty. And so here we are. Thank you guys for joining us as always. If you're tuning in to Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, or because this is a video episode where we do the whole, like I said, the whole shebang, thank you for joining us on YouTube always too. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, or follow if you're doing it on podcasts. And let's begin with, where do we usually begin, Haley?
Food. Don't switch it up on me this time.
So we'll keep it in order, in orderly fashion today. And that begins with food. Mm-hmm. Specifically, there's one thing that Haley's been craving and drinking a lot of lately.
Yes.
It's called Dalgona.
Dalgona.
So Dalgona is this Korean, I don't even know if it's actually Korean. It could be some type of other Asian thing.
It is actually Korean.
Okay, so yeah, it's so Korean.
Dalgona is a honeycomb toffee candy. Ooh,
like violet crumble.
Yeah, kind of like that. Like the texture is the same as that, but it's like a childhood candy, I guess, like a lot of Koreans have growing up. But on TikTok, I think a couple of years ago, you guys probably remember the video that went viral of Dalgona coffee. So everybody was, I think it was like during quarantine. That's why everyone was making it at home. Because I remember your sister made it for us. Do you remember
that? Oh, right. So everyone was, yeah, making...
Yeah, so Dalgona. The Dalgona coffee. So basically what you do is you get the coffee grounds, you whip it with, I think, is it sugar and then hot water? And you have to like mix it. If you're doing a hand whisk, it takes 15 minutes or so.
And you'll be really buff.
Yeah, but then if you have the electric hand mixer, which his mom bought for me, it takes like a couple of minutes. So, and then you add ice and then milk and then you put the Dalgona whip on top and then mix it.
It's like
together.
Iced coffee, like a
cute, it's an iced coffee,
good tasting
yeah.
Iced
the
coffee.
The thing that I don't know why it's called Dalgona coffee is because the one that you make at home, it doesn't have any Dalgona. candy in it at all.
I guess, right? But that's what
I crave it all the time.
And there's one, like, when she started these cravings, we were kind of looking for a place that actually served it. Because not a lot of places actually did serve or sell this at this time. And guess what? We found it.
Yes. It was by accident, too, I think.
And it's called Flippily.
Yes.
And if you want to go to Flippily, there's, I think, only one location currently. And it's at The Source.
The Source OC.
And that's in Buena Park, which is in Orange County. Mm-hmm. Buena Park is also where Knott's Berry Farm is, and a lot of other like theme parks are nearby, too. Like Disneyland is in Anaheim, which is right next door. So,
but The Source basically has like a lot of Korean or Asian food spots there. Also, two of my favorite K-pop stores are there.
Oh, yes.
That we always have to go to.
Always. And always go to.
The other place that we always go to there is Pelicana, which is the Korean fried chicken place that we talked about before.
Yeah, so see, there's just so much stuff. There's like so much stuff there. Korean stuff specifically because the K-pop store. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think the K-pop like makeup place closed, right? Because there was one in the corner. But there's like COVID. There's like a food court upstairs too with a lot of different food choices too. Like they had gimbap. Gimbap is
Korean sushi.
They have a nice like Japanese place with actually surprisingly really good.
Yeah, I got this cheese katsu.
Katsu, right?
Yeah.
And like
it was so good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
They have a lot of good choices up there. There's mochi donuts also. Yeah. A lot of obviously boba spots too as well. Mm-hmm. But the one that we're obviously talking about is Flippily.
Yeah.
Originally, Flippily had just cronuts, not mochi donuts. They had cronuts, which mm-hmm. were just like okay.
Yeah, they had that, and then
and obviously the dalgona. Coffee. They had a lot of different like iced coffee and milk tea kind of mixes.
Yeah, they even have like fruit drinks, I think, too.
But they don't have the cronuts anymore.
Yeah,
thank God, because they were just okay.
I don't even remember what they tasted like.
And what they added to the menu is something really big.
Yeah,
and literally, it's big.
Yeah, it's an egg sandwich. Oh, well, they call them egg flips.
They're
egg flip sandwich.
Big ass egg sandwiches.
Yeah, like the toast, huge.
The bread is huge. It's my hand is big.
Yeah.
It's about the size of my hand.
Yeah, it's about like, the size of my face, basically. When I got it, I was like, holy shit, this is huge.
And but then that's what she said.
They use the thick toast.
Like it's like a thick Asian toast, like Korean, like Japanese looking toast. Yeah. Almost like I guess you could say Texas toast.
Texas toast, yeah. What you're familiar with. Thick bread.
It's nice and fluffy and really thick. It's like they butter it and it's a little slightly toasted. It's really good.
There's always a huge line there because people always order that sandwich and it takes a while for them to make.
Yeah, so the wait is a little bit long if you're going to get the sandwich. If you get the drink, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it takes
but like I remember when we ordered recently when we were there this past weekend, there's like rows like behind the counter where after Haley was ordering, I was just staring the rows and rows of like
all the sandwiches
getting done because the bread is like easy to get done, but the thing is they have to cook the egg because it's mostly I think every single one of them
all
comes
of them
with
have
egg.
Egg, yeah,
but there's different flavors and like different things that you can mix with the egg. Like one that comes to mind that was really good, the bulgogi egg sandwich. Mm-hmm. What are the other ones?
There's bacon cheese. And there's mozzarella cheese.
Ham and cheese, probably.
But I think that also comes with egg, too. And then, ham and cheese. And they also have a kimchi one.
Oh, yeah. See? So there's, like, a lot of different choices. It's really good, though.
Yeah,
like,
it's really good. Don't get me wrong. It's good. Because they put some special sauce on it. I don't know what it is.
Some magical, like special white cream sauce.
It's like a mayonnaise, but then it's kind of sweet as well.
It's like one of those typical Asian, like, creamy mayonnaise.
Yeah,
type.
I don't know what exactly it is, but it tastes really good. And then the eggs are nice and fluffy, and I love eggs. So
and toast is nice and huge and fluffy.
Also, yeah, it's kind of not even cut like a proper sandwich, where it's like both slices of the bread are together. It's like a taco.
This isn't a snack, guys. This is a freaking meal. This is a meal.
Yeah, so I get that, and then the dalgona coffee. The one that I got originally, the dalgona coffee, it has the candy on top.
Yeah, that's why, like, there's an actual dalgona coffee. Because it's just iced coffee already. It's, like, mixed and everything. Yeah. There's, like, no foam. But the dalgona are, like, the honeycomb kind of mixtures there. Which also sweetens the coffee. It obviously melts, but you could get a few pieces, like, to crunch on.
It tastes so good. And then they sell them also in bags, so you can make it at home.
Oh, yeah, you buy your own, like, dalgona honeycomb bags.
I think it's, like, $5 a bag.
Yeah, so it's really good, actually.
And then they also sell the one that you've seen on TikTok. As well. I tried it as well. It's really good.
You have to mix that one there, huh? Or
yeah, yeah. They just put it on top of the milk.
So just mix and it. Then you mix it. Do not drink all the milk at the bottom and then be left with like this, like strong ass coffee fluff at the end.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. So, that one, yeah. It's good though if you like coffee. I mean, it's kind of sweet because the dalgona itself has like, oh well, the whip on top has sugar in it.
Oh yeah. It's not just straight up like coffee and, and it's cream. Sweet mixed. Already. It's really good though. So check it out if you're ever in the area. Flippoli is downstairs at the source.
Oh yeah, and I was going to say that the time for it is 9 to 8 p.m. So they're open for
Open for a while. And then like after you get that, a lot of the K-pop places, obviously you can't eat food in there.
Yeah.
But so like you in between, because there's a lot of places with the Korean hot dogs there, like the Korean, like the
corn dogs with like the bingsu place as well.
Bingsu, they have, like I said, all this food upstairs. And the ones that we just named right now are actually food downstairs, like near Flippoli.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of different food choices. And they actually have sit down restaurants too. They have pho.
Yeah, they have K-barbecue, a lot of K-barbecue
and like a lot of hot. There's also hot pot upstairs.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out. There's a lot of things to do there. A lot of places to eat.
It's mainly eating.
It's mostly eating and hanging out, just chilling. Go to the K-pop.
K-pop store.
So you go there, you eat, go to a K-pop store, K-pop store one, K-place. Eat again. Then you go K-pop store number two.
I think it's like K-Town Plaza.
K-Town.
That's what it's called.
K-Town Hall.
K-Town Music? Yeah. Hall.
Yeah. Plaza thing. The second one. There's also look that one has a second location
in K-Town. Yeah.
And then after that, you eat again. So.
Yeah, that's what we do. Because I'm like, dang, there's so much good food here.
They have like the Japanese style cheesecakes too.
Oh, yeah. Cheese-tella.
So there's a lot.
I was like, dang, I want to eat again. But then I'm so full.
You just go there to eat, hang out. There's a lot of nice parks in the area too. If you need a break from like going around there. Just go to the park and come back later on that day. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Flippoli, the source. We'll probably highlight some of the other food spots there because they have some pretty good food spots. And since we're done with food, the next topic is Haley's specialty. And it's not just a regular specialty. It's her usual specialty.
Specialty within a specialty?
Of course, that means BTS.
K-pop and BTS.
So yes. What about BTS? Are we here to hear about today in terms of, you know, the butter craze, which has been going on in this podcast for the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, because it's such a good song.
And it's continuing, apparently, right?
So we're continuing it off saying that with Butter, they reached the number one spot on the Billboard 100. Congratulations. Woo!
Again, unsurprisingly.
Yes, this is their fourth time. So the other three times, it was with Dynamite, obviously, and then Savage Love. They got to the top spot for that guy. I forgot what his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Jawish. What is his name?
I don't speak French, so I don't know.
I don't know. So Savage Love and then Life Goes On. Life Goes On was the Korean song, so I'm pretty proud that they hit number one for that one, too. So, yeah.
And now Butter is on top,
so
as predicted.
Yes, of course. It was a hit. But then a funny thing that happened was when they reached the number one spot for like Celebration, I guess V got like super excited. He posted a video.
Yes, V, always going viral.
He posted a video of himself on Twitter, on his Twitter account.
Is it like owned by Big Hit though? Or is it his actual private
I think Twitter? Because
technically they control everything, right?
Big Hit, they control everything, but then he was the one that posted it. So
he's like, no consents for this one. Obviously, there's no consents.
He posted a video. It was like a behind the scenes of just V dancing in the outfit with the no sleeves and a cowboy hat and then those glasses that he wears in the Butter music video.
Let's add adjectives to what Haley just said. It's sexy V in a sexy cowboy hat dancing, showing off his sexy armpits and biceps. Yes, the adjective is just going to be sexy. And then dancing sexily to the
he was basically, he's all like this. And it's so funny because I think, I don't know, he might have got embarrassed or something about it. So he uploaded it. Of course, ARMY were on it and like screen recorded it.
He immediately took it down.
He took it down. But of course, you know, having like millions of followers, someone had to record it. So everyone was posting it.
Not just someone. Hundreds and thousands of people had screen recorded or done stuff to record
it.
It
was hilarious. Oh my God.
Because it still exists.
Yeah,
there's
still
no
exists.
Way. He's deleted it, but it lives on forever.
He's flexing his arms and everything and doing a sexy dance.
Yeah, all I remember is just the sexy cowboy hat doing sexy dancing. So,
but then you hear like all the members in the background like we're laughing at him. It's just cute because I feel like they know how to have fun. Yeah,
even though it was really dumb.
It was really dumb, but
yeah.
Sexy. If you want to look it up, it's everywhere.
Cowboy V-bop.
Cowboy Bebop.
Bebop, yes, V.
But it seemed like he was having fun with that. What are you gonna say? Oh,
too much sexiness.
I'm thinking about it.
She's like imagining Cowboy Bebop.
Me and my Filipino friends were talking about it, and I was like, "Oh, it's Killy Killy power," because he like keeps showing his
Killy Killy is Tagalog for armpit. To think that we would say Killy Killy on this podcast never came to my mind.
But basically, because he showed, and my friend was like, "Why are his armpits so sexy?" I was like, "What?
Oh, boy, I was like, how can we name drop this friend on this podcast?"
Oh, hi, Meg.
Oh, Meg, we know now. Your armpit Killy Killy fetish has been brought to fruition.
But it's true. They're good-looking armpits, okay? So
it's interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't think Haley would ever say that either on this podcast. So
anyway,
let's move on from the sexy V and the sexy armpits and the sexy cowboy hat.
The month of June for BTS is really
busy. It's a big month.
Yeah, because it's going to be
their anniversary.
Yes. It's their 8th anniversary as a group.
Happy birthday, BTS.
Happy birthday. You were born this month. And so during their anniversaries, they always put together something called Festa.
Oh, okay. So that's like the...
A celebration.
The celebration kind of thing. I've been seeing merchandise on the Weverse store about this, too. Like, I see Festa. I was like,
Festa, what is it? Well, that's for the other one. For Muster.
Well, I saw Festa.
Oh, okay, maybe
because I have no idea what Festa is. And I was like, what is this Festa
merch? Oh, I guess he was looking at the Festa merch and I wasn't.
It's right under McDonald's. Oh, McDonald's. You know how everything sold out in 2 minutes? Guess what? Restock. If you're listening to this, you're welcome. Unless they sold out again.
Yeah, go buy your socks that sold out in 2 minutes.
Pause this podcast right now. Our friend Zach told us that they had socks in stock. Got Haley at one of the socks. One of the socks were in stock. Got her the French fry socks. Put your order. Go check it out right now. Go to the Weverse Shop app. Hopefully they have some other stuff because a lot of the other things, like the bag and a few other things that were sold out really fast, are back in stock. So get the pre-order in stocks right now.
Yeah, so you can get your photo cards.
Now, after you do that, you come back. Okay, don't just leave and forget us. Please come back. And back to that. Festa.
Festa. I'll read like the definition of it because it's kind of weird. If you're not like a BTS, it's an event where BTS celebrate their debut anniversary with ARMY.
And very cool.
Yeah. So on like their actual Instagram, their official Instagram, BTS official, they put out a calendar for Festa, and basically it runs for 14 days up until 14
days of Festica, Hannah Festica, or the Christmas, 14 days of Festmas.
Exactly.
Thank you, BTS. See, they're like a cult. They're like their own religion. They have their own. It's like this is a cult.
Yeah, the celebration.
Haley got me into a cult. Basically, ARMY
is
a cult.
K-pop is a cult. Yeah.
Not just K-pop, but ARMY. Like each. So K-pop is like there's branches off into multiple cults. ARMY is one of them that Haley got me into.
Yeah. So basically, they
14 days of Festa.
14 days of BTS Festa.
Okay, it runs in June.
It runs for 14 annually days. In June. Up until their anniversary. And so basically, they put out a calendar. And so each day of June, they put out different gifts, I guess you could say, for the ARMY. And like the one that they put out recently was photos, like a photo shoot of BTS. They were in like pastel outfits and they also were in like brown suits. But the cute thing about it was they recreated a photo from their 2015 Festa.
So it's been 6 years then since that photo.
So they recreated two of those group photos, which was really cute seeing them like side by side because you can see how much they've grown in 6 years.
Oh, yeah. 6 years
does
a lot.
Jungkook especially looks like a freaking child.
He was a kid. Are you kidding me?
He was a baby.
He was in his teens.
He was in
still,
his
right?
teens, yeah. Because now he's 23, so like 6 years ago.
Dang.
Yeah.
Pedo bears out there. I don't know. Pedo bears.
Yeah, that's
I'm looking at you, Brittany. You pedo bear.
Well, now. Well, I mean, she got into it when he was like older.
When he's legal.
Everyone
else, you guys are pedo bears.
But okay, yeah, so that was cute. And then I guess each day they have like other stuff. So like they have a choreography video coming out on the 4th of June. They have
So basically, like each day is just a release of something cool.
I think they even have like an advent calendar for this.
Oh, is it chocolate?
It's not chocolate. I think it like. Chocolate V?
Cowboy V?
No. I think you get like chocolate photo armpits. Cards or like photos and stuff and like you open it up.
You open it up, there's a picture of V's armpit.
Wait, is it for Festa or is it for Mustard? I forgot. It's for one of those. They have an
Mustard?
Mustard.
And ketchup. Oh, my favorite.
It's one of those, they have it, like an advent calendar. But it's sold out already.
You just said mustard, so what is that?
Oh, so this is another thing that's separate from Festa. So mustard is a concert.
Okay.
Kind of. So, like, usually it's in person, but then because of the pandemic, they're having it online.
Like, but it's still live, though.
Yeah, it's live. Okay. Yeah, it's live. So, like, they'll have 2 days. It's similar to their online concert that was the 2-day one for On.
Right.
Yeah. But it's all live, so, like...
So it'll be different. Like, it's just, like, any type of festival. It's, like,
yeah,
some little things might happen. Like,
but with this
Jimin
one,
might cry the first day and not cry
exactly.
the second day.
So, like, it's different. Like, a lot of my friends are getting, like, the 2-day pass because, like, it's different each day. But, basically, it's an official BTS fan meeting held annually for official fan club members. And then... it's different from like regular concerts because they actually interact with ARMY a lot more. They do like skits, they do like questions for the fans.
Okay.
Usually this is all like in person.
So it's an interactive live thing.
Yeah, so I don't know how they're going to do
it. So usually they do it in front of a live concert,
like a
audience,
live audience
in Korea or something.
Yeah, like with their normal concert venues and stuff. But then I think for this one you have to submit your questions and stuff. Prior.
It's probably like an oh okay
yeah
I see
and then
are you gonna try to do that?
I don't know. I think it's for like the membership only, which I don't have.
Paid membership.
Yeah,
my cousin can probably do it.
Yeah, and then Brittany as well.
Oh, Brittany has it too.
Yeah,
I see. Well, I was gonna say though, when is it? Can you give
us
a date?
So this one, okay. So for Korea, it's gonna be Saturday, June 12th.
Okay, you say it very, even though it's in front of your eyes.
Yeah,
you
I know,
because
it's so confusing to me. So.
It runs Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday
is
for Korea. But then, like, for US or
because
California, because of the time zones, it's going to be Sunday, June 13th at 2:30 a.m.
Instead of Saturday, Sunday.
It's Sunday, Monday.
You should say Sunday, Monday first.
For us.
Then you should tell them the time.
2:30 a.m. We always get the shittiest times.
Yes, California. So I will be half awake if Haley is able to wake me up.
Yeah. Because he
maybe
has work.
Watching it.
I mean, you have work on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but then you said this is 2:30 a.m. Sunday, right? So that means it's...
Yeah.
I'm not working.
Oh, wait. I'm so confused.
Yeah. So look up your local times. Don't use a VPN because
I'm
it'll give
so
you...
I'm so sorry.
Time.
Yeah.
Haley's
yeah.
very confused.
No, yeah. I thought he had work. I was thinking
no, I
something.
Do not work
yeah.
Sundays.
So Sunday is the one that I'm going to buy.
Yeah.
That makes more sense for me
so
now.
I'll be awake-ish.
Yeah.
If she's able to wake me up.
He'll be awake. Take a nap beforehand. Go get.
I can't promise that. But I'll do my best.
My screaming will wake him up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll wake up the neighbors. It'll wake up the birds.
Yeah.
She'll probably be watching with one or two of our birds because they'll be awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's.
Oh, I was gonna say to buy the tickets, you have to go to the Weverse shop app.
Oh, okay. So the same place where all the madness of the McDonald's.
Yeah.
The McDonald's collab merch is.
Yeah. So
buy it there. How much is the price?
So the prices for the tickets, it's $46 for 1 day.
Okay.
And then if you want to get 2 days, it's $83.
Okay. So there you go. Weverse shop.
Yeah.
Check it out. That's for the muster.
Yeah, this is for muster. So it's BTS 2 2021 muster, and it's called Sowoozoo.
Oh, Sowoozoo.
I hope I pronounced that correctly, but then the O's are like the infinity sign.
So what is, so what about the Festa?
Festa is free. Like,
is that
just
a concert too?
No, it's not a concert.
Oh, it's just the it's just a celebration of the 14 days?
Yeah. But then they have, like, I think they have videos and stuff coming
out. So they release it each day in different things.
Yeah, but then you don't have to pay
for concert.
This.
Okay, that's pretty cool, though.
Because, like, all the pictures that they did and everything was on their official site.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can see it.
Okay, so that's fine. Everyone will check it out. Just check it out. The BTS mustard and Festa cheese.
Oh my god!
14 days of Festmas.
Yeah. So basically, so Festa, I guess, basically leads up to muster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Everyone can figure it out from there.
Yeah.
Before Haley confuses me and herself further.
Oh yeah.
And so any other BTS news? I think that's pretty much it for now.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I'll sprinkle a little bit of something different from BTS. I'll sprinkle a little bit of Blink. That's all I'm good at. Either Blink or aespa. I don't know what aespa's fandom is called. I'm very bad at that too. Do you know what it's called? Hey, we'll look it up as I talk about Blink right now. So Blackpink.
Do they even have a name?
They should. I feel like every K-pop group, right, from what I've learned.
Some of them take a while.
Oh, it develops.
Yeah, it develops.
So Blackpink, they're going to have their, you remember the show? The show that was on YouTube, like the quote-unquote live concert? Well, they finally are going to be releasing a DVD for the show. So you could purchase that. Or slash, it's called Kit, which is like, I guess, an online streaming version also. So you could take it anywhere or watch it anytime you want. So it comes with, like, I guess, like a serial or a code kind of thing where you could watch the show anywhere you want, like on your mobile device, if you don't want the DVD, which is kind of cool. I guess that's where the future is heading towards. But to make it kind of more interesting and fun, they actually do have box sets for the kit and for the DVD. And it's not just the DVD box set, but Kit also has one.
So you get, like, photocards, right?
The usual, like, stuff. Photocards, stickers, postcards, specialty, you know, limited, whatever, random photo cards and all that kind of stuff. So it's really cool. I guess that it's $39.95 on the YG official site. That's really good. Super reasonably priced compared to...
How much is the shipping?
That's a good question. Yeah. So sometimes that's unreasonable.
Because it comes from Korea, so
thing is, it's... I was going to say that BTS is really expensive, some of their DVDs and stuff, so... Compared to the BTS ones, I guess it's definitely more reasonably priced, $39.95. I don't know shipping and I don't know the details in terms of that, but that's still pretty good for the most part. So if you want to get yourself a copy of it so you can watch it every day, go ahead. It's on YG.
If you want to see Lisa in her Oscar the Grouch dress.
Or Jennie dressed as a flower in her flower cosplay.
Yeah, she's or wearing a chaps. Rose. Yeah, Osless chaps.
The end. And then... I mean, because a lot of the... Oh, you know, here's the thing, though. I read, disclaimer, you will not see Lisa and Jisoo's covers for the songs that they covered.
Oh, because like the Dua Lipa. English?
Yeah, because... No, not just because it's English, but because those are copyrighted songs, technically. So they don't have the copyright for that. So those solo acts that they do, unfortunately, are not included.
Say so.
They're just in your memory. Damn. Or in some sketchy websites that have
it. No, I'm sure like a lot of the fandoms it have it up.
But that's just a disclaimer because you know you're buying like the actual concert DVD or the kit, so you would want to know what comes with it. So that's what it comes with.
Oh, so
it doesn't come with, I should say.
I was gonna say for aespa, their fandom name is My M Y.
Ooh, so.
But then My. But in Korean it probably means something else. It says My is the word used to mean the most precious friend.
Oh, I am their most precious friend. I am aespa's most precious friend.
I wanted to add one more Karina's thing for friend. The BTS concert because it's online. So what we usually do is we hook up our laptop to the
TV to the HDMI
with an HDMI. Because if you don't want to watch it on your phone and you want like a bigger screen, use your laptop with an HDMI
cord. Yeah, because there's no actual apps on on smart TVs and anything. So the only way that to do it is definitely hook up your laptop to your TV.
Yeah, because you have to enter in a code on their website that you buy the tickets
and there's no app
from.
For that. So definitely just, that's the best way to get the full actual like live concert experience. So definitely do that because watching it on the phone, if you want to watch it.
I mean, you can, if you're at work.
you're sneaking in some BTS Festa or mustard at work.
Yeah, actually my friend, she bought the tickets and she's supposed to work that day. So she's like, thinking about leaving early. I was like, hopefully you can. Otherwise, you just have to watch it on your phone.
So hopefully we'll find out about your friend if she's able to watch it. Either way, because it's at a crazy ass time.
No, hers is a good time. It's like at noon.
Oh, she's not from the U.S. then.
No, she's not in the U.S.
Who is it?
It's Meg.
Oh, Armpit Meg.
I don't know how to pronounce it. That's all you're going to know her by now. How do you pronounce? Q-U-A-T-E-R. Somewhere there, like in the Middle East.
Cool.
Yeah, she's Filipino, cool. But she lives over there.
I was gonna say
Kate. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I know what you're talking about, but I will not butcher it.
Yeah, that's where she's from.
So cool. So I mean, that's pretty much it for my little K-pop spiel. So there we go. Now we know we are called My.
I think it's pronounced that way. My.
Nothing else to add on that for Blackpink and my fellow Blinks. Hello, Queen Jennie. Oh yeah, Jisoo and Lisa had some cool episode of like I guess that they put on Lisa's personal YouTube page.
What is it called? It was
just like on a little date.
Lulu.
Lulu la la lu.
What is it called? Lulu.
Lily. Something like that. Just look up Lalisa's YouTube channel and you'll find it. So, are we allowed to move on from K-pop, Haley? We need your permission.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we can move on.
Where are we moving on to?
Anime.
And then for the anime this week that we're going to be talking about, it's called 86. Mm-hmm. And it's more like, has a lot more darker and adult themes and stuff going on.
Yes.
There's war. Has some Code Geass vibes.
I was going to say, like, it reminds me of, like, Gundam, Eva, yeah, because
that's what drew me into it. Mecha. I don't know anything about this anime when we started it. So we kind of just jumped in blindfolded.
Yeah, and then the first episode had, like, all this, like, robots shooting at each other.
I was like, all right. And there's deaths already and stuff. So I was like, yeah. Definitely gives me that Gundam, those Gundam feels and stuff
and
like that.
And it deals with a lot of, like, political stuff.
Yeah, racism, politics. It's all in here. Like, yeah. Because there's, like, a, like, when you start the series, it's like everyone that you see is like silver hair, blue eyed kind of thing.
They want to wipe out.
They're fighting a war. Yeah. They're fighting a war against like these unmanned alien looking robots, like AI robots.
Yeah. But and I'm not, are we even sure that it's like AI?
That's the thing. Yeah. It keeps like, it's technically AI, but they steal it from humans or something, but like their brains.
Yeah.
But you'll see more because it's like every episode we get more and more questions.
Yeah. I'm like, what is going on?
But yeah, so like everyone looks like that, but then you come to find out that they tell, like the media tells, you know, everyone living
the
there
public,
that
yeah.
tells the public that, oh, we're winning this war against these like alien looking like robots. Yeah. The war will end in 2 years because these things that we're fighting are supposed to die, lose power, run out of energy in 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's why everyone's kind of more lax.
Yeah.
And they cheering. Don't seem like, they're like, oh, we'll just anything. Wait. I don't know if it's 2 years or 2 months.
I think it's 2 years.
Okay. It's one of those. And then, so that's why they're like not, they don't really care too much. And then the media tells everyone, oh, and we're fighting them with our own unmanned army.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
They're lying.
They're not unmanned. They're actually manned by other
humans.
People that are not of the same race.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a racial thing where like they're having other people who they believe, they call them pigs and stuff like that because they're lower than humans because they're not the same race.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where it's big. The racism is a big theme here. And then they are the ones fighting on the front lines for their lives, protecting all these other people.
Yeah, so 86 is like their district. I think the one that
that's why
they're
called they're called the 86. Yeah. Like that's the people
the rejected
there.
District, basically.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah,
it's crazy
it's sad
like,
because they're defending 85, right?
I think 85 is like the silver-haired like territory.
Yeah.
And a lot of them die. Like, the main protagonist is from 86.
Yeah.
And he's, like, really good and very skilled and able to survive. The thing is, because he's good at surviving, he's seen a lot of death. A lot of his comrades and people on his teams died. That he's been on have died. And he collects each one of their, like, names and etches, like, part
like
of their,
name
like,
name tag. You know how, like,
name
they have
tag.
Dog
yeah,
tags.
Like a dog tag.
Yeah.
So he, like, etches and takes a piece of, like, whatever machine that they were that they died in. And also, he's called the Reaper because, you know, if they're not fully dead, he kind of ends their pain.
Yeah, he ends their life.
And there's a reason. You'll see more. If you watch it, I don't want to spoil too much, but you'll see, like, how he does it and kind of why he does it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of goes into the kind of the mind control kind of thing that they're starting to get from these, like, monsters or legion that they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And what plays a part is the main heroine. She's in the military for, you know, the silver-haired, like, the normal, like, 85.
Yeah.
But
she's good.
She's what are they called? They're like the generals.
Oh, handlers.
They're called handlers, and they handle the 86. Like they man.
They kind of like conduct where like their military strategy kind of thing.
Yeah,
when
they're
the
strategists,
attack.
And they link up like you know through like wireless.
Yeah, so
kind
she's
of, like,
never
to their brain.
Seen what any of these people from
look
86
like.
Look
and
like.
They,
it's all by
these
voice.
These 86 never see these 85 handlers.
No.
So it's like kind of goes both ways where they don't. Really
know
what's
what
going
they
on.
Look like.
But she's one of the only few, if not the only person that has like a shred of humanity.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, has
and
empathy
you'll
for
why.
These 86.
You'll see why she has that empathy.
Yeah. Because there's obviously like some, you know, something in her history in the past, mm-hmm. like something happened was, but well, you could watch and check it out. So she feels empathy and, you know, kind of wants to one day
wants
hopefully meet them and
and
is trying her best to help, you know, these 86.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, every episode is just, sadness.
Yeah, I'm like,
down the sadness slide.
I was like, is everyone gonna die?
And yeah, like I said, it's just a lot of action, a lot of drama, a lot of, you know, like adult themes. So it's really cool to check out, especially if you're older. It's for the older crowd kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm sure like kids. So
it's more
watch
like
it.
A seinen than a shonen, if anything. That's what it feels like. But check it out. It's really interesting. A lot of, you know, cool stuff going on. A lot of interesting themes. If you're into all this kind of stuff. The heroine, she's really cute. And
she's
I really
cute.
Like her.
I was going to say, the guy. The main guy kind of looks
simping
like.
Simping for her. For him, I mean, really.
The guy kind of reminds me of a mixture of Levi and Yato.
From Noragami.
Yeah.
And Attack on Titan. Yeah. So, yeah, check it out. It's really good, though. We're hoping that the anime continues. We'll see, because it's probably usually, you know, 12 episodes, 12 to 13
seasons. Yeah, right now there's only 8 episodes out.
Right. It's this current anime season, so it just came out, you know,
with Higehiro. So you're watching it, like, weekly.
And like, Tokyo Revengers. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. If it gets popular enough, maybe they'll show it, or maybe they'll kind of end it, and you have to continue it in the manga, which is what a lot of anime are doing to kind of boost manga sales.
Yeah, I was gonna
end it at the pivotal point where you will be confused because we don't know what the hell's going on, or we won't tell you what happens.
Yeah,
but find out in the manga,
which means I'll never know what happens because I don't read manga.
So Haley will probably sooner or later one day have to start
reading
the manga.
No, I'm just gonna ask him what happens.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So there's that for 86. Definitely check it out. It's really interesting. If you know, want to see something different from the usual typical stuff that you watch.
Yeah, I think, I know it's different. Yeah, I think if you like Gundam and like Code Geass, you'll like it.
There's a little bit of, the kind of adult vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. 86 is a good one. Anything else to add?
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Peace. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, check us out on Anna Munchies Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcast. This is a YouTube special episode too. Like, so this is our normal one, and that's why you could watch us here on YouTube. But next week we're gonna put out another more casual episode where it doesn't follow our strict format of, you know, food, anime, sometimes gaming, then K-pop, and it'll be just on wherever you listen to podcasts. So please check us out over there. Anna Munchies Podcast LA at gmail.com if you have any questions or want to sit drop a line. Blah, blah, blah. I can't even talk. It's a good thing we're at the end. We've done a lot of talking already. Thank you for listening to our talk. Wherever you are listening to us in the world, in the globe, be safe and thank you. Peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.